something's not right in Gotham. I've been tracking the movements of Harley Quinn for the past 3 nights. At first, it seemed like she was on a normal shopping trip, looking to make arrangements and get supplies for the Joker's latest scheme. He likes to have things ready so that he can get back into the game immediately after his minion of choice has set up the game board and laid out the pieces for him. So it wasn't all that surprising to see thefts of certain chemicals and gear. But then, the situation changed. Harley Quinn may be aware that I'm keeping tabs on her. At a certain point, she began to work her way around town, but not to stash supplies or to make contact with the usual criminal henchmen she's known to associate with. She's also not using the same methods to avoid detection. It's clear that she's not concerned about being traced or followed. I tracked her movements to a warehouse on the docks and realized that I've been to this place before. She went to one of the Riddler's old safe houses. He had established several around the city in case he needed to go to ground. One of the most notable qualities is that the Riddler liked his comforts. 4-poster beds, kitchens stocked with food and drink found at 4-star restaurants, even carpeting and track lighting. I glided to a landing near where the Riddler has hidden his link to Gotham's electrical grid. The lines are live, meaning that Harley Quinn has reactivated this safe house. That suggests prolonged use, instead of a visit to recover whatever she needs and vanish. Why would Harley Quinn come here, of all places? A brief scan of the warehouse indicated no unwelcome surprises, and I made my way inside, finding the hatch and checking it for traps. Nothing. I moved down the tunnel and opened the door, moving inside, silent as a ghost. What I found was surprising, but not unexpected. Harley was half out of a rubberized outfit, a white bra the only piece of apparel visible. However, her back and arms were covered with bruises. I felt sorry for Harley Quinn, and not for the first time. The Joker often used Harley as his personal punching bag whenever anything displeased him. His latest scheme, which I dismantled only a few days ago, must have thrown him into a rage. He'd clearly been more brutal than usual. And he took it out on Harley, of course. I considered leaving her there to lick her wounds and recover, but even a cursory glance revealed she was going to need medical attention, and despite the luxury of the safe house, she wasn't going to get what she needed here. Not without help.
Never again. No more falling for his jokes, his lies. His, I would never truly harm you, Harley. Ha! He really did a number on me this time. Bruised everywhere. Right down to the bone. Think he loosened a tooth. I'm coughing up blood. He didn't even stitch me up right where he knifed me. There's blood everywhere. It started when we got back to the hideout after Bat stopped him from gassing all the police precincts at once. Puddin', the Joker, got away clean after all that. But he was madder than I'd ever seen him. Said he had plenty of the gas left and he was going to use it on some elementary schools out of spite. Teach bats a lesson. Then I had to open my big fat mouth and say, Puddin', don't you think that's a little much? He froze right there. Then turned to look at me. I was glad I was wearing rubber. Because when I saw on his face, scared the piss out of me. Literally. That's when he started in on me, screaming incoherent-like, punching me and sticking me with a knife, and kicking me over and over until he ran out of steam. I thought I was dead. I thought he'd killed me. I woke up, and I was in bed. I moved and moving hurt, but enough where I could see that he'd stitched me up. He was all, I'm sorry, Harley, But you should know better than that. Like it was my fault. Listen, if this is going to work before the Dork Knight catches on, you're gonna have to get some supplies I need. Here's a list. I've got to make some calls, so you better go away for a while I calm down and forgive you. This time. I was on my way to the next cache when I looked at myself in the rear view. One of the places he hit was ugly bruised, and I realized what I was doing. Years of abuse and frustration. Is this what I was gonna have to look forward to? More of the same? No. Not anymore. Not this, Holly! I knew the Riddler had a place. Off the books. One that Bats had already checked out. Nobody would think to look for me there. Riddler would just use another hideout Bats ain't found yet. And the Joker could never look for me in someone else's digs. Screw him. He wants his stuff? Wants someone to shelve it back to his hideout? Then brother, he can do it his own damn self! I'm gonna hide out, heal up, take some painkillers and figure out what to do next. Problem is, the stuff is harder than it looks. And I hurt all over. All I got for pain is this over-the-counter stuff. And it's not acting fast enough. Getting woozy. Come on, Holly. You pass out now, you're gonna bleed to death. I heard something behind me. Oh, bats.
She's out. Whatever poison Ivy gave her to make her more resilient worked. A normal person would have bled out long before now. I cut off the rest of her suit and checked her over. 3 broken ribs. Looks like one nicked the lung. Other 2 stab wounds missed organs, but they weren't helping. I'll have to cauterize those. The rest of it seems to be deep muscle bruising, but no broken bones. Might be a few cracked ones. I sighed as I went to work. What made it worse was Harley Quinn used to be Harlene Quinzel, a smart, sane, beautiful woman, before the Joker sucked her in. Add that to the very long list of things that shouldn't have happened but did anyways. And seeing Harley like this, controlled and abused by the Joker for years. Sometimes I think about all the people that I've broken and killed by not killing the Joker a long time ago.
Well, what do you know? I ain't dead. I can tell even with my eyes closed. Death couldn't hurt this much. I sat up, feeling a lot less pain. For a few seconds, thought the Joker nearly killed me with nothing more than a bad dream. Then I opened my eyes and looked down at myself, wrapped up like a mummy. I look up and there's Batman sitting at a table, looking over at me.
Hello, Harley. How are you feeling?
Like 50 miles of bad road. I suppose I got you to thank for fixing me up?
I wasn't about to allow one more death at the Joker's hands.
Don't even talk to me about that clown. Him and me was Splitsville. I wouldn't go back to him for all the gold in the Gotham Reserve. I am done with him. For real this time.
Glad to hear it. If it's permanent this time.
You better believe it, Bats. If he was on fire and I had water, I'd drink it. Ow. You know, crossing my arms would have been a lot more impressive if they didn't hurt so damn much.
Just relax. All you need to do now is take it easy.
You're not taking me back to Arkham?
After what you've gone through, I've got a feeling you just made a breakthrough.
I want to break something else. Someone else.
Easy. You might find that's going to be impossible. Joker's in Arkham.
You left me here by myself?
No, I let Robert and Nightwing handle him.
They dropped him off at Arkham? You know, they got laws against littering.
Just rest.
You know, I just keep thinking about that time I got out on my own. Before I relapsed. I was certified sane. I was out on my own. I even got a nice dress and actually paid for it. Went missing when I relapsed. And back then, I didn't give a hoot about it. But now, I'd give anything just to get that dress back. And Batman was the one who found it for me after things went south. I ended up kidnapping someone. The tank got involved. Crazy, huh? I also remember when B-Man found my dress. I remember what I thought when he told me how he got me. Understood what I'd been trying to do. About how he had a bad day, too. I told him, guys like you shouldn't have bad days. And then I kissed him. Twice. And that second kiss? There were some pretty hot nights when I was alone because the Joker was in the slam. And I thought about that kiss. Talk about your guilty pleasures. And now, I was alone in a forgotten hideout with the guy I kissed twice. And the Joker ain't in the picture no more. This couldn't be any better if I'd planned for this for weeks.
Gwen?
Yeah? Hey, you're back. And no cops, neither. What's in the bag, Dad?
Food, medicine, bandages.
I got food.
Some of it's gone bad, Harley. The milk's chunky and the vegetables turned into soup without seeing a stove. Don't ask about the bread. Here. Take two of these, get some rest.
Hey, Bats, do me a favor?
Yes?
Call me Harleen. The Joker killed Harley Quinn. For good this time. I don't want to use that name that slimeball gave me anymore.
Harleen it is.
Don't tell me you went to the grocery store dressed like that, did ya?
Hardly.
You still feel the same as you did before? The last time we met when I wasn't trying to put up a fight? After the thing with the girl and the tank and you catching me?
Yes, I do. More than ever.
Why? I've given you nothing but trouble. I know he wasn't exactly on an even keel to begin with. I don't know what I'm gonna do next. Why are you helping me?
Because you need it.
I don't deserve none of it.
Harleen, nobody does. Not even me. That's why we hope that things can get better if we want it badly enough.
You really think so? This is...
You remember it?
My dress. Where'd you get it?
I took it from the evidence locker. I knew there would come a day when you realized what the Joker was and wanted a new life. I figured today's the day. If you want it badly enough. Now, get some rest. You'll feel better.
Thanks. You know, Batman, you were right. I needed that.
All 18 hours of it. You're looking better. I brought you some food. You like Big Belly Burger?
Like it? Gimme! You haven't any?
Already eaten, thanks.
Let me guess. You didn't get the Happy Meal?
Nice to know you've got a different sense of humor now.
That ain't all I got for you, Bats. After dinner, I'm gonna show you something.
Should I be worried?
Yeah, but in a good way.
Well?
Keep your panties on, B-Man. What do you think? Worked so hard to get me this dress. Figure you deserved to find out how it looked on me.
You look quite pretty, Harleen.
Really? I mean, I better. I worked hard to make sure I could fit in my old duds. I knew I'd look gorgeous in this one. Where's the mirror? There we... Oh, wow. That's really me.
The real you. How's it feel?
You think I didn't remember how I kissed you when you brought me this dress for the first time? And this time, I ain't gotta be led anywhere in handcuffs no more. You, me, bed. Now. Admit it, Bats. You've been wanting this for a while. You ain't no saint. And I can be one hell of a sinner.
Harleen.
I ain't asking for a ring on my finger, or nothing else like that. If this is the only time I get to do this, I want to do it tonight.
Harleen, you're just...
I'm the one talking now. I didn't know what I wanted before, but I do now. Want to know a secret, Bats? I always liked the rough stuff, even before the Joker. But I never been with someone I could trust not to break me, till now. So, come on, Batman. I want it. And I know you want it, too. Whoa. For a dark loner, you should know how to kiss a girl. Here, let me help you with this. That's it. See how hard my nipples are? You've been doing that to me ever since that first kiss. All those nights, wanting more from you.
Yes.
God, stop teasing me like that. Show me that fat pole. Oh, you are a monster. Get over here. I want to taste it. You do this with Catwoman? I heard stories. I don't care if you're doing it with her. I want it too. You ain't a talker, huh? Well, that's just fine. I'll talk enough for the both of us. Get on the bed. I want that thing in my pussy. I want to get cock drunk on this. Yes. Yes. Here we go. Oh. 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 God, I think I can feel it in the back of my throat. No, don't move. Ah, yes. Keep moving. Keep fucking me. I changed my mind. I still want to be called Harley. Only I want you to be the only one calling you that. And only when you're fucking me. Or you just want to fuck me. Yes. Oh, yes. I love it. I want it. Oh, wait. Stop. Let me get on my hands and knees. So you can... Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. I can't. Not yet. Come, please, not yet. Wait, yeah. Wait, you're fucking me harder, faster. Do it, keep going. Oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, don't stop, don't ever stop. I'll be a fucking slave if you want it. All I want you to do is keep making me come. Coming. Get. Stop coming! That's it. Come in me. Come in me. I'm gonna come. It's official. I should have quit the Joker a lot sooner. Jeez, you're still hard. You're more pent up than I was.
You're quite a woman.
And you? Good thing you bound up my stitches. I think I almost popped a couple.
Harleen.
Harley.
Harley. Were you serious? Or were you just lost in a moment?
Oh, I meant every word, Bats. If you wanted me leashed up in your Batcave, wearing a Batgirl outfit, I'd agree on the spot. I never felt like this before.
I'm not gonna turn you into some sperm-drinking slave good only for sex.
Would you at least consider it?
Let's just take this a night at a time. Agreed?
Okay. And I was serious about not getting put out if you fuck other girls. As long as you come home to me and keep fucking me stupid, I wouldn't care if you decided to make yourself a harem.
You're serious.
As long as I have you, I won't care. Now I really need the rest. Stay with me until I fall asleep. I know you got to do your whole hero thing, but don't leave me just yet.
All right. I swung away from the hideout. She'll have to change locations very soon, but I know a few places where she won't be found. I tried to focus on searching for Husk and find out where he was likely to go next, but my mind kept going back to what Harley said. Offering herself as a sex slave? An intelligent woman? The very idea of suggesting such an offer was, well, crazy. But then I spent my nights dressed up as a bat, putting myself in mortal danger every third second. Maybe Nightwing's right. Maybe I do need to find release in other ways.